Today on Pilgrim Radio's His People, Van Miler on Christian colleges standing on formative education.
So you are being formed by their example, by their worldview, how they teach, the culture of the university, the chapels. Like at the university I went to, we had chapel three times a week. That was very formative. We had great speakers that would come. Everything was built around building a biblical worldview and staying centered in Christ. So I think that that's really, the formative part is really important, because what you're forming is you're forming the values and the worldview, biblical worldview clarity for life.
Van Miler next. On today's program, Spencer Dahlke talks with Van Miler, Vice President at Apex Media Partners. Van believes Christian colleges must prioritize missional and character formation over mere degree granting.
By way of introduction, would you tell us a little bit about Apex Media Partners and how God led you there?
Apex Media Partners really exists to serve ministries, faith-based nonprofits, and universities. Our mission is to help them develop their communication, their messaging, to take out into the marketplace so that people, and unsaved people too, but Christians as well, will engage and connect with the university, with a ministry. We try to understand at a deep level people's behaviors and what they need. Of course, everybody needs Christ in their life. And everybody needs to know God's plan, His purpose for their life. At our essence, that's what we do, and we have a lot of tools to do that. I think that if you boil it down, we help ministries amplify their message among diverse audiences. We would normally think that adults 65 plus would want ministry, but that's not really true. All ages do. So we have to have the right media platforms, the multi-prong channels to reach millennials, to reach Gen Xers, to reach baby boomers and Gen Xers. In a nutshell, that's really what we do for ministries.
I understand you guys have been doing a bit of work for various Christian schools across the country. As you've been kind of like doing this sort of work and looking at what I think either you or someone writes about the decline of Christian education, I'm curious, what trends have you observed in faith-based higher education over the last few years?
I think that's a really good question. I think Christian colleges are really facing a convergence of many pressures all at once. There are demographic pressures, and I don't know if you know this, Spencer, but back in the 1960s, the average household had 3.6 children. So that was the birth rate. Today, it's 1.6. There's a demographic issue going on. There's not enough traditional college-age kids in the pipeline. There are economic pressures with families questioning the value of higher education. There are enrollment pressures because students have, as you probably know, many more options today than they ever have before. There's online programs, there's state schools, there's certification programs, there's trade schools. So there's many, many pathways to the workforce. But the Christian higher education, there's a messaging crisis, because I think Christian colleges have a very powerful mission. They have excellent faculty. They have life-changing student outcomes, but they're not always communicated with the value that they give with clarity, consistency, or urgency. So I would say in today's environment, simply saying we are a Christian college is not enough. Families want to know, particularly because of the price of education, what difference does a Christian education make? How does it shape my child? How does it prepare them for life, for leadership, for work, for family, and service? Christian institutions have to move beyond just awareness of marketing, but begin really telling the truth about their value and how they change a student's worldview. And those decisions are really, really important. When you're 22 years old and you're graduating from college, there's a lot of life decisions that you have to make. And if you have a biblical worldview, if you know Christ, Jesus will help you make the right decisions for your life in terms of marriage, in terms of children, in terms of where you're going to live and how you're going to live.
I think I saw a news article you wrote for Thrive News as I was just kind of like looking at some of these things that you've done. And you mention, even in your answer there, the prevalence of job training and the way that we have somehow gotten it into our heads that our education is about job training. How do you see that hurting? I've heard rumors online, lots of, you know, people and, you know, influencers and stuff complaining about college does not prepare you for a job. And so it seems to be falling more or less out of favor as it comes to, you know, our main values being finding work. So I'm curious, how does that hurt the messaging?
So I think it does. I think that we have to believe, I think parents, grandparents in particular, but the student needs to believe that there's more to life than job training. And as we look at our world and we look at news and all of the things that are going on, we are becoming a lawlessness society without question. And it's scriptural. Jesus says we will become lawlessness is in our society. And I think that we need to say, okay, I want to be the salt of the earth. I want to be an ambassador for Christ. I want to live my life to the fullest. And I think, and I really believe this, that truth sets us free. So if we want true freedom in our life and live the life that not only is most glorifying to God, but we live our best life when we're living in Christ and in living our values. And I think that if we're just thinking, oh, I'm going to get a job out of this. Look, here's the thing. If you read my article, I have an example of a Harvard grad who went to Wall Street and worked for Morgan Stanley. And he went against company policy because he wanted to be prideful. He was impulsive. I've got to be in the New York Post. I've got to have a 2-page spread about my lavish lifestyle. Well, that happens a lot because we're not guided in the unguarded moments where we do what we want to do in private. But I think that when you're a Christian, you live out your integrity, you live out your values. Certainly that's more important than making a lot of money or job. And I think in coming from Christian education myself, in both undergrad and graduate, I strongly believe that the Christian education has prepared me for a great career calling, that I've been in for almost 30 plus years and have thrived in it because of God's grace and mercy and wisdom. So, you know, it's a great question, Spencer, about job training. And that's in the back of people's minds that I've got to get a job and I've got to live the American dream. But look, there's a lot of people that got great educations from Ivy League schools and are not living the American dream.
What would you say is the purpose of education then?
Well, I think the purpose of education is to prepare us for life. When you integrate faith and learning, faith and education, you are prepared for life. So I can have a college degree. And as you know, Spencer, you know this, 48% of college graduates are underemployed, are working at Starbucks and Target and so forth. From state schools, from even the Ivy League schools, they're not getting the jobs that they thought they would get. So would I rather have a college education or would I rather have a stable marriage and strong family and making good godly decisions in my life? Because at the end of the day, it's about, have you finished the course? Have you kept the faith? And have you finished well? And I think that's what I'm talking about here for me personally and other of my colleagues that I've seen in the marketplace. We are finishing well because God has helped us make good decisions. So I love the question. I'm a bit passionate about it. I'm going longer on my answers than I should. Forgive me.
Take all the time you need. Yeah. So what I'm hearing is that education is formative rather than informative, shall we say?
Yeah, because when you're an impressionable 16, 17, 18-year-old, you're headed to college, the modeling and the lifestyles of the professors, the worldview that they bring into the classroom, you're impressionable. So you are being formed by their example, by their worldview, how they teach, the culture of the university, the chapels. Like at the university I went to, we had chapel 3 times a week. That was very formative. We had great speakers that would come. Everything was built around building a biblical worldview and staying centered in Christ. So I think that that's really the formative part is really important, because what you're forming is you're forming the values and the worldview, biblical worldview clarity for life, and how you want to live your life out, more importantly, because you're seeking God in wisdom and how to make those decisions. As you know, if you make a bad marriage decision and you end up getting divorced 15, 20 years down the road and you have children, how devastating is that? Or you make bad choices because you're not following God's calling in your life and you make bad career choices or you move to the wrong place. All those things are bad financial decisions can really ruin you very quickly. Debt. Right? That can ruin you. Credit cards can ruin you. And I think that when you have a biblical mindset, you may have some credit cards. I don't think credit cards are wrong, but it's the excess. It's the lifestyle. I have to have this certain lifestyle to live. And I don't think that you look at that so much when, you know, you have a biblical worldview. God will provide.
Well, my guest today is Van Myler. He's Vice President of Client Strategy and Growth at Apex Media Partners, which of course works with various Christian colleges. And we've been talking about, mission guided, how to minister well, I guess, and steward our ministries well. Education is particularly meaningful to me too, as I've just been thinking about, not to be snobbish about it. I was classically educated, so I'm a little biased for like the classical liberal arts, but excellent. A lot of people think
Yeah, I love it. I was liberal arts and I went to Southwest Baptist University and Regent University, both excellent schools. And I was trained in liberal arts and performing arts and ministry. And I'm very biased towards that, but I think it gives you a foundation for life.
I'm kind of curious, from the work that you've done with Apex, how do classical schools compare with, I don't know what the other category would be per se, but as, you know, we're thinking about Christian colleges, there's a number of them that have, you know, shuttered their doors. How about the classical liberal arts schools? How do they compare?
So we don't really work with classical liberal arts schools. We work with Christian schools that are strongly liberal arts, but they're strong with ministry education, teaching education, counseling education. They do have good, strong music departments and art departments, of course, and theater, because the arts are important. Classically trained is a little different. That's a Juilliard type school and some of the, like, I think we've got the Savannah School of Arts here in Atlanta, headquartered here now. Of course, they have a school in Savannah, but they have a school here. They train you in the sophisticated arts, classical music. You know, we've got schools like that. So we don't really work with those. But here's what I say about classical training is that I love it because I know people that have been trained classically. And I think that God gives us that talent. And there's a beauty in classical training, whether it's music or art or whatever it is. There's such a creation there that you can only think that God created this. He created music for us. He created art and color and design and all those things for us to enjoy. So while we don't work with classical schools, I personally really appreciate that training because it's such discipline and it's such refinement that to take it to the highest level of classical training to me is so impressive. And that's definitely a gift from God in my view, but.
I think I have to agree. No, that's great. I can imagine there being fear with some of our marketing, shall we say, because what I'm hearing you say is you're casting a vision for a different way to maybe market Christian schools as we are formative and we're not just going to prepare you for job alone, but rather we are going to, you know, we're going to teach you things that are formative for, you know, us as, I mean, especially as Christians, but even as humanity in general. It's countercultural because in America, I mean, aren't we so saturated with job prep? And that's kind of all that we care about. So what would you say to the college, to parents, anyone who says, well, let's take a different direction than what like 98% of people are doing and go and study, not for the sake of job prep alone, but for formation of character?
Yeah, I think that the Christian colleges need to be, and I don't think they are, Spencer, but I think they need to be asking themselves the deeper questions like, what is truth? There is truth. There's ultimate truth. What is that? What is the purpose of knowledge? What does it mean to live a good life? What does it mean to live a good life as a graduate of this university? What does faithful leadership look like once you get in a leadership role, once you've graduated from this Christian university? What does faith-based leadership look like to you? Because you will be faced with a lot of ethical dilemma decisions. What decisions will you make? How does your vocation connect to service and calling? Because Christian higher education must integrate faith and learning. It does not treat faith, and this is really important, we should not treat faith as an extracurricular activity or a chapel requirement disconnected from the classroom. We seek at Christian universities to shape the whole person, the mind, the heart, the character, and the calling. So that is what makes the difference when you're talking about messaging and the deeper questions that the administration needs to ask themselves. What makes the difference? It's not just preparing them for the job. Get the job training out of your head. I think we go about our lives at Christian universities, but we're not asking the deeper questions. But they're preparing students to live faithfully, to think clearly, and to live courageously. Be anxious for nothing, right? As you look at scripture, how many times did God say in the Old Testament and Jesus said in the New Testament, do not fear, do not be afraid. He gives us the courage, the wisdom, the integrity that we need to live out our life fully for Him. And here's the thing, to live more abundantly, to live fully. So that's really the end story here. Is when I'm on my deathbed, did I finish well? And when I get before Jesus, will He say, well done, my good and faithful servant?
I would be remiss not to ask about some of these schools that have closed up, since that is, after all, the news hook, shall we say. What do you think it was that drove Christian schools to close their doors?
I think that from what I'm reading and hearing, and some of the Christian universities I work with right now have taken students from colleges that have closed. There is a case study online if you want to look at it for Eastern Nazarene College. Eastern Nazarene College that closed last year, they were around over 100 years. And part of the problem is they really never embraced online education. They did at the last minute, but it was too late. They never really change their programs. I mean, as you may know, STEM, which is the engineering, the math, the scientists, the science, all of that, they never really put emphasis on that. Like some Christian schools that are really thriving right now, like Liberty University, Regent University, and others, they're thriving right now because they're doubling down on their mission. They know who they are. They're doubling down on their mission. They're strong in the sciences. The one Christian school that I work with has a very, very strong nursing program and a very strong physician assistant program because they know that's where their investment is and they're thriving. Eastern Nazarene College, the interesting thing, Spencer, about Christian schools is they don't have very big endowments like the state schools. So they're 90% reliant on tuition. And when enrollment drops, and see, these schools see the signs years ago. If you look at the case study of Eastern Nazarene College online, they saw enrollment dropping 5-7 years ago, and they really did nothing about it. Here's what they did. They borrowed from their endowment, which was small to begin with. It was only maybe $80, $90 million. And they started borrowing from it. And so instead of trying to understand the marketplace, really, you know, we can train physicians, we can train nurses. That's not wrong to do that and invest in that. But they were just slow and they didn't have programs that were attractive to people. And they're expensive, so they weren't trying to give tuition breaks or anything like that. I think they closed their doors because they weren't thinking, you know, we're called, here's the thing about it. We're called to be harmless as doves, but wise as serpents. And if we're just harmless as doves and we're not looking at the times and what's going on in culture and around us, we're going to lose advantage. And we're called to do that. That's scriptural. We need to be wise as serpents. And I don't think some Christian colleges have been. And I think they mismanaged, to be quite honest with you, they mismanaged their endowment and they weren't looking at the times. And I think that's what happened to a lot of Christian schools. But the ones that are really doing well and thriving, they know who they are. They know their mission. They can communicate it with clarity. And they don't run from it. Liberty University doesn't run from we're training champions for Christ. Regent University doesn't run from we're training Christians to change the world. They're not running from that. They're doubling down on it. They're bolstering up their cybersecurity programs and getting a master's in it. We need Christians in these fields. You don't have to stay with ministry, education, and counseling and the traditional degrees in liberal arts. You can grow beyond that. And I don't think these schools were willing to embrace what they needed to do because it would require investment and would require change. So I think that's what happened to a lot of them.
To those ideas, I would love to hear your thoughts if you have maybe a few, just, you know, things that Christian schools can keep in mind and nonprofits too, presumably could be lumped in with some of these ideas, but stewarding wisely, I'm hearing be willing to change where necessary, read the times, wise financial stewardship. How do, these colleges and nonprofits bring your expertise, I guess, to these schools? Give us some advice. How do we think well about stewarding?
I do think it starts with, you know, hiring people at Christian universities that are not only strong in their faith, but also are wise in stewarding the resources that God has given the university and understanding how a faith-based university can shape students and future graduates to live out their life for Christ and be salt in the earth. I think when we get to messaging and media strategy are critical because mission alone does not guarantee awareness, enrollment, or even support. I think many Christian colleges, and this is so wrong, assume people understand their value. because they're Christian colleges. They do not today understand the value of a Christian college unless their parents attended or their grandparents attended, because it's a crowded marketplace today. So they must make a case clearly and repeatedly, because we know it internally at a Christian college. That doesn't mean other people outside know who your value or appreciate the value of a Christian education. So I would say, from an Apex Media partner standpoint, a strong media strategy helps an institution, a Christian institution, answer four essential questions. One is, what problem are we solving? The product is the student. We are taking a student and we are forming them, formation, right? We're giving them character. We're giving them integrity. We're giving them a worldview that they can use. So what problem are we solving? Why does our mission matter now? Think about that, administration at your Christian university. Why does our mission matter now more than ever? Who are we uniquely called to serve? And why should families, students, and donors trust us? So I think those are really, really important questions. For Christian colleges today, it's not about just the media strategy and the stewardship and being wise with the resources you've been given, and not really just about marketing enrollment. So I just think, well, I've got to get a bunch of students in. Remember today, really important, it's about survival, growth, and your mission, and understanding that mission. I think that's really, really important.
You've been listening to His People on Pilgrim Radio. Many thanks to our guest, Van Myler, Vice President at Apex Media Partners. Go to apexmedia.com. Coming up on tomorrow's program, it's David Wiedes with practical wisdom to help leaders enhance their spiritual well-being.
This is the goal, is that Christ is supreme in our life. And whatever He calls me to do, I will do because He's my Lord and because I love Him. And what He does is, when you get in touch with what your ruling passions really are, you know what He does? He doesn't kill your desires. He supercharges your desires. And that means you find out who you are, what you've been made for, and then He supercharges those desires in a way that you live out your calling with Christ as supreme in your life.
That's tomorrow at the same time, right here on His People.